Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Make that up because...
Oh, Mario, where are you going?
I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there?
Well, my. That's 50% stupid.
Now that makes my mouth feel good.
There have been a variety of proposals.
Hell no.
No.
What does a giraffe sound like? Golf. Golf. It's golf at golf.
All right, hey, recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up here in about an hour, so stay tuned for that. Tampa leads Philly 14-7, second quarter. Baseball game hasn't started yet. Hell, this thing's going to be at halftime before that baseball game starts, Mike. How do you feel about that?
12 minutes and the second quarter just started.
You got to be over before you know it.
The baseball game starts in 40 seconds.
You don't know that.
I mean, they said 6:07, so...
What channel's the baseball game on?
I don't know. You find it, old man.
God, you're a D.
7:55.
All right. A lot of sports tonight, guys. All right. So they shot Shatner off up into space. They took him up there because...
Sort of space.
Because of Bezos' space peen. I guess they just did that because, I don't know, Star Trek? Is he a big space guy or just because it was Star Trek?
I don't know. I would imagine it was because of Star Trek, but I imagine that, like most people, he thought it'd be pretty cool to go up into this space peen and go look at the Earth.
You know what's weird? They're showing the aerial of the Giants ballpark. Look at how small that plot of land is they put that ballpark on.
I know. It's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
It's so small. Because if you think about it, it's the stands that are towards the city side are so steep that it's just like they fit it into this little wedge.
They go straight up. Yeah, and then it stops right at the river because of the... It's
so what you're saying is you don't need a huge plot of land to build a baseball stadium. Portland?
You know what I heard? Barrett told me the Zidell Yards down here by us is actually bigger than the plot of land they put that Giants ballpark on.
That's funny because the Zidell Yards looks pretty small
when
you drive past
it. Tiny.
Yeah. So does that mean that they're talking about putting it down here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, Mike, I feel like a lot's happened since we last spoke to the MLB to Portland crew. But
that it has.
Hey, it's a good crew. It is a good group of people that know what they're doing, but I'm afraid Portland, the city, is just, you know, can't get out of its own way. So, and they got to really want it. I think Vegas really wants it. And, not sure Portland does.
Well, the people of Portland want it.
The city.
But the city, does the city want it? No.
Okay, so they put Shatner into space. Shatner, by the way, is 90 years old. And to me, I defy you to find someone who is 90 or older who looks younger than William Shatner. Because to me, he is the youngest looking 90-year-old I've ever seen. Of all time. Ever. He looks great. So he already went up there in the space peen with Bezos. And there's video of him, you know, floating around.
How much of it is plastic surgery, do you believe?
Oh, yeah. It's a bay, not a river. Sorry. How much plastic surgery what?
For Shatner.
Oh.
Like the reason he looks super young at 90 is because he's full of Botox?
Yeah, I think he's had a ton. But I also think, you know, the other thing, too, is he kind of looks like he's had some hard living. Like, he's a big drinker, and he's got the bloodshot eyes. Like, I feel like...
He's got the, like, rosy cheeks a little bit.
Yeah, big, yeah, bulbous drinking nose, you know? He's just, like, puffy. I feel like he should look way worse than he does. But he's 90, and he looks great. And he's also an American treasure.
What happens when you have money?
Yeah, that helps. But again... You know, as Suk likes to say, Father Time's undefeated. I don't know what it is. He is able to look. I think he looks maybe 80. Maybe not even that. He looks like mid-70s.
He looks like 75.
Yeah. It's crazy. Usually when you're in your 90s, it's like, whoa, old-ass bastard.
Does Vince Scully look bad for being in the 90s?
I think he looks good, but he's, what'd you say, 93?
93.
Yeah, but he doesn't look 75. I'd say
he looks like 82.
Yeah, I think he looks mid-80s. Yeah, early to mid-80s. But... I'm telling you, Shatner...
I don't think Vince Scully's had plastic surgery either.
Yeah, probably not. Uh-oh, look at that. By the way, am I gonna have to mute Dirt for the night?
Yeah. Oh. Probably should have muted him before the playoffs started because he's an insufferable Giants fan.
He's obnoxious.
Really obnoxious.
He just had a hashtag resilient. I mean, what? Don't make me Darren Revelle you, Dirt. Dodgers Giants just now underway. Okay, so Shatner is an American treasure, and one of the I love this next audio clip. So I'm going to play audio for you. It's about 2.5 minutes.
This is a wonderful clip.
It really is. It's when Shatner gets out of the space penis and is talking to Bezos. They are filming him talk to Bezos about what he just experienced. Now again, they're not going all the way up into space. It's a 10-minute ride. They go like kind of into space, and they do experience weightlessness, and then they come back down. But one of the reasons I think it's awesome that they took Shatner up there is because Shatner is an interesting guy, and he's a thoughtful guy, and he is a guy who can put into words what he experienced. And not a lot of people could. I think you could send some people up there, and they'd come back down, and you'd be like, how was it? And they're just like, oh, it was great. Super cool, man. But a guy like Shatner is just, what he articulates here is really good, especially because he's clearly like blown away by it and kind of at a loss for words. So here is William Shatner after they send his old 90-year-old ass into space. Well, and the other voice you're going to hear in here is Bezos, because he is talking directly to Bezos.
Before you play that and we get all feel good, I would just like to announce that I believe this is the text of the last few weeks. It is from Deal, one of our P1s. Mm-hmm. He says, Swag looks pretty good for being 90. And I laughed heartily at that. So thank you, Deal.
I haven't seen Swigard since they moved to mornings.
He's very thin.
Yeah.
And his hair is very long.
Is he transitioning?
I don't know. He might be.
I'm all for it if he is. Here is Shatner just off board of the space peen.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so... so much larger than me of life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and the... It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the... Oh, my God.
It's so beautiful.
Beautiful, yes, beautiful in its way, but...
No, I mean your words.
Oh, my words.
It's just amazing.
I don't know. I can't even begin to express what I what I would love to do is to communicate as much as possible.
Hey.
The jeopardy, the moment you see how the vulnerability of everything, it's so small. This air, which is keeping us alive, is thinner than your skin. It's a sliver. It's immeasurably small when you think in terms of the universe. It's negligible. This air, Mars doesn't have it.
Right there.
Nothing. I mean, this and when you think of the carbon dioxide change to oxygen, and what is it, 20% or something, that level that sustains our life. It's so thin to dirty it. I mean, that's another whole
subject. And you shoot through, what you were saying about shooting through it so fast.
So quickly, 50 miles.
And then you're just in blackness.
You're in death.
Yeah.
The moment
this is life.
This is life, and that's that. And it's in an instant, you go, whoa, that's death. That's what I saw.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
How about that?
That's wonderful. I think all of us would be having trouble putting it into words.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that it was William Shatner who could try to put it into words.
He did a good job with it.
Well, I picture him like standing on a stage, like smoking a little bit and talking like that and just trying to figure it out. It kind of fits.
Well, I think that once he is able to jot down that experience and present it, that's going to be, I can't wait to hear how he presents it. But just the raw nature of him getting off of there and just being so moved by what he saw.
He was crying immediately.
He was crying. And just, do you think, so I think after listening to that, we have totally underestimated what it means to travel to even just the edge of space. Because you and I, we've talked about this before with Souk.
I mean, I'm all for it. And I think it would be incredible.
I am too. I think it's cool, but I don't think we have an appreciation for how profound it is.
We have talked about this, and I looked it up because I forgot what it was called. But astronauts will often have what they call the overview effect.
Yes.
Was when you see Earth from space and you see how small it is and you see how minuscule your life is compared to the grandness of the universe, and that's just like in the space station, which is just up there, like not even the vastness that we haven't even reached yet, that it changes your entire worldview. And it probably shouldn't even be called a worldview at that point, a universe view.
And that's kind of what Shatner was saying.
It sounds like he was experiencing the overview effect of like, we take for granted just how nothing air is, but yet it's all that's keeping us alive.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's so small. Like, you get up there and look back down at Earth and the ozone layer and everything. Like, you just fly right through the ozone layer, and then you realize, oh, my God, that's not very much air.
And when you also realize just how close in actual mileage it is to get out of Earth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, you
I
think
love
about
that,
it, he said 50 miles. I don't know what the exact distance it is from surface to space, but let's just say it's 50, if that's the correct number. Like, 50 miles? That's like driving from here to Salem. And that's all it takes to get to space.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nuts.
Space Force!
It's awesome, guys. I love William Shatner. He's an American treasure. Somebody asks, if you were able to go up there, would you want booze on the flight, or would you rather do it sober?
I'd rather do it sober. I want to be fully, have my wits fully about me to experience that.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
I mean, I think experiencing, like if you like took an edible and went up there, that would be bonkers cool. But I feel like you wouldn't be, you'd be like, whoa, but it wouldn't be like this life-changing moment. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'd be more life-changing, but I'd love to experience it just bone dry sober and let's just see what it's like.
Here's somebody who said, it would be nice if Bezos took his word seriously and actually tried to help Earth rather than penetrate space with a mechanical penis like a little boy. Yeah, that's true. It's kind of frustrating, isn't it? But
I mean, he is selling it that he's trying to help Earth by...
I know.
But, you know, I agree with that text.
Bezos can do whatever he wants, I guess, but it's kind of shake your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. Still, though, pretty rad. Pretty rad. William Shatner. And I can't wait to hear him talk about how it will change him. You know, like, how will it change? You talked about worldview. How will it change his worldview being back down here, and how he'll go about his life? I'll be on the lookout for that.
It's one of those things where I'm guilty of this. I'm sure most of us are guilty of this. I mean, our friend who was lost in the wilderness for 17 days is certainly not.
Our dear friend.
But the joy of the little things sometimes escapes us because we're, you know, in our routines and we're doing our things and all that kind of stuff. And I can only imagine that going up in Blue Origin penis rocket and seeing Earth the way you see it and having any version of the overview effect would instantly make you appreciate the little things more just naturally, right? And I feel like that would be such a cool thing to experience.
Yeah.
Just to kind of have that reset of your brain of like, ho-hum, here's my routine, here's my day, every week similar, da-da-da-da-da, and then, well, just kidding, you just went to space and saw Earth, you come back, you get back into your routine, but now you're noticing that tree looks pretty cool, or, oh, look at the way the sun is hitting the water there. And it's like all of a sudden, all of that stuff comes back to being important.
All right, let's talk Netflix next, 619 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right.
Well, Knable worked, I suppose. He gave up two really hard hits. One of them was a San Francisco out only. I was going to say AT&T Park. Oracle Park out because it went into the deep right center field corner. And then Posey hit a double off the very top of the wall. So he didn't pitch great, but he got out of the inning without giving up a run.
0-0 Giants-Dodgers after one. All right. We have some hot Netflix talk for you. I see where Squid Game is now the most popular Netflix launch ever.
I still haven't had a chance to start it yet. I really want to watch it, but I just haven't had a chance to do it.
You're going
to
love it. It'll get its hooks in you. Starts a little slow, but once they get into the game, maybe an episode in, half an episode, maybe three quarters of an episode, maybe an episode and a quarter, okay, you're done. You're in. And it's really good. It's from South Korea. If you haven't heard it, everybody's been talking about it. It's a South Korean show. And they have drawn 111 million fans since it debuted 4 weeks ago. So this is unprecedented. Because I'm looking at the top 10 for Netflix. They have never even hit 90 million. And they have 111.
Wow.
So the most popular series. Now these are original Netflix shows. It is by far number one of all time with 111 million. Number two had 82 million. Can you guess what that is? Netflix OG.
Netflix OG. Oh, yeah. Not like...
original.
Not like a super old one, though. Is it Tiger King?
Tiger King is on the list. Tiger King is seventh.
Wow.
64 million.
And that was a... I mean, I felt like that was getting talked about as much as Squid Game, but I suppose it's a little... Squid Game is a little bit more like wide reach. People are more interested in that.
Well, Tiger King's a good guess because that was right when COVID, we were all in lockdown, and it felt like more people would watch. Like, Tiger King probably wouldn't be as popular if it wasn't for COVID.
Is it potentially the OJ
no.
show? Because that was really popular, right?
That wasn't Netflix, though.
I thought Netflix had their own version of it. Or am I completely misremembering?
It was like FX or something.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yep. I don't know. What's number two?
No, it's number two is Bridgerton.
Don't know what that is.
I don't know. My wife watches it.
That's all you
need to know.
I'm going to throw this out to you right now. I am almost never on Netflix, so it is not something that I consume a lot of their stuff. If what I'm watching is only on Netflix, then I'll go to it. But like I told you a couple weeks ago, I do not seek out, I don't like just start scrolling. I already know what I want to watch, and I just watch it. So
Bridgerton's two. Lupin, never heard of it, is three, 76 million. The Witcher is four.
I have watched The Witcher.
And then Sex Life is five. That one's on now.
Is that the old HBO show?
Boy, I tell you what. Sex Life? I don't know. I don't think so. It's a new one, and I tell you this, it's kind of steamy. My wife's been watching that one.
Well, the HBO one was steamy as well. That's why I asked.
There's a lot of sex in there. Of course, that's right in the title. But the main character, she's a hot.
TVMA.
She does it a lot.
TVNC-17.
A lot of doing it. Actually, there's dong. Like, it's...
Well, I mean, if it's a sex show on Netflix, I imagine you're seeing the full-on...
It's wild. Number five is Stranger Things 3.
Okay.
The third season. Well, I tell you, I watched the first one.
I never saw it.
It was good. Watched the second one. Yeah, I was out by the third.
Considering my interests, I know I will love it, and I will eventually watch it. It's just one that I never watched when it got popular, and then I just forgot about it. So, yes, texters, don't yell at me. I will watch it eventually.
Money Heist Part 4 comes in next. Don't know that one. Tiger King, and then The Queen's Gambit.
Okay.
Which was great. Have you seen that?
No. That's the...
What's the matter with
you? I don't watch a lot of TV. Is that the chess one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent show.
TV is not my usual go-to. I usually watch YouTube. I've talked about that before. YouTube and gaming is kind of my sweet spot, and I will watch like one show every once in a while. And like right now, I'm having trouble with The Sopranos. Like I love it. It's just hard to binge for me, so I haven't watched it for a little bit.
Just fire up Squid Game. You won't be sorry. It's only 9 episodes. Everybody's talking about it. You got to be up on the latest. Great show. What if there were a real life Squid Game? Well, there is. Next, here's Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I guess that Lupin show we were talking about there? About all the Netflix top shows. Lupin's in French, or from France, okay. And Squid Game's Korean. And then somebody else said Money Heist is in a different language. So Netflix is really, they're doing something interesting. They're bringing in a lot of stuff from other countries, and it's pretty rad.
I would say that's probably smart.
Yeah.
Because
I think so too.
It's not as if other countries aren't making good content.
Exactly.
It's just that it's in a different language.
Yeah.
And we are, as a country, I feel like, running out of some steam for creativity for these things. We see so many sequels and remakes and stuff like that. It's good to get a little creativity in there.
Well, I also think what's interesting about, especially Squid Game, you know, you get to see how, well, Parasite, you know, it kind of started with Parasite, right? The Korean director.
That won Best Picture, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He won a lot of awards for that. And so then people got interested in what else he did, and there are a couple of other films that he's done that I've watched. But, you know, I think what's interesting about it is, like, you get, they just do it differently. Like, in the U.S., I don't know that we're running out of things, like, creativity. It's just that it's kind of the same bits over and over and over. Whereas South Korea, Squid Game is just totally different, and you get a glimpse into, you know, how they act, which is kind of funky to get used to. Like, they sort of have this very dramatic overacting type of way about them. And the writing's different. Everything's just, it's just different and more, it's just interesting because it's new and unique to us. And they just have different ways. So I think that's what's cool about it. But they're adding, I guess, a ton more. I guess they said they're going to spend like $500 million this year alone on series and films produced in South Korea. So the South Koreans, it started with Parasite, and then you, of course, have that boy band. What is that? K-pop band, whatever that band is. I forget the name of it.
I don't know the name, but they are popular.
Hugely
yeah.
popular. South, you know, Korea is really starting to make headway in the global, you know, pop culture realm. It's kind of interesting. And if you haven't watched Squid Game, it is absolutely amazingly good. And, you know, it's not for everyone because it's kind of gory, but that stuff kind of gets overshadowed by the end. Because there's, you know, there's a plot twist, and it's just, it's really, really interesting show. So if you haven't watched it, the premise is that these people are all really hard up for money because they're in debt. And so they put on this big, giant sort of human Hunger Games called Squid Game. And they're child games from, you know, Koreans' childhood. But if you're eliminated from the game, you die. If you keep going and you win the game, you move on to the next game, and whoever's left standing at the end wins a bunch of money. It's like 46 billion won or something. And so it's the struggle of these people, because they're all hard up. They all owe a bunch of money. They start to realize their life sucks outside of the game. This is the only thing that, you know, makes them feel alive, and they're in debt anyway, and they want the money, and there's all these different decisions that go into, you know, sort of moral decisions that go into it, which is why the show is really good. But the games are intense, because if you fail or you get disqualified, you die. So there's a YouTuber, and his name is Mr. Beast. Now, you're a big YouTube guy. Do you know Mr. Beast?
I have heard of Mr. Beast. I am not a Mr. Beast watcher, but I know who he is.
So he promised, so he did a TikTok where he had a Squid Game video, and he said if it reached 10 million likes, he would create a real-life Squid Game, which is terrifying because in real-life Squid Game, you're going to die. So obviously, no one will die. But he now has... So that video now has 15 million likes. So everybody's on him. They're like, hey, Mr. Beast, let's go. I want to be in your game. But I guess he has yet to say what he's going to do, but he is going to make a giant Hunger Games-like game, with, I guess, $500,000. I think he said $500,000 in prize money.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is it going to be like, well, I guess you don't know. But I wonder if he's going to do it like Squid Game, where it's childhood games, like supposedly easy games. Or is he going to make it more like Hunger Games, and it's going to be like obstacle courses and like who's strong and who's this and who's that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it would actually be more fair if it wasn't like Hunger Games style and more like Squid Game style, because you would be able to have more people have a chance to win. If you're doing Hunger Games and it's like you're all running to try to get the weapons, whatever he would have out there, it's like, okay, the slower people, the older people, they're not going to have a chance. But if it's like red light, green light.
That's one of the games in Squid Game.
I know, that's why I referenced it. It's
terrifying.
That's like, okay, well, I mean, everybody could do red light, green light.
Yeah, exactly. And they have tug of war in there, where the losing team gets pulled over the threshold and you basically fall to your death.
Whoa.
Yeah. Squid Game's intense, dude, I'm telling you.
I'm trying to think of how that would work, physics-wise. Because if the winning team is pulling them towards you, so where's the gap? In the middle?
The gap's in the middle, okay. And then what happens is that there's a big, God bless America.
Thing.
Big thing that cuts the cuts the rope.
Okay.
And then
a
guillotine. If they're hanging on the rope still swinging, then it cuts the rope, and then they all just bah.
Goodbye,
splattery
goodbye,
death. Goodbye. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you, but there are six games in all, and it's really, really freaking cool.
It's one of those where you almost want to watch the show because you see all the memes online, but you don't get it because you haven't watched the show yet. Like, obviously, I want to watch it because it's good, but I also want to watch it so I understand the memes.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw one where there's a guy who's hovering over a yes or no button.
Right.
And then people are putting stuff over that, like what he's choosing between. And I'm like, well, I don't know what that is because I haven't seen the show.
The yes or no button is they let him vote on whether or not they want to continue the games or leave and go back to the real world.
And but it has to be unanimous.
Majority vote. No, not you. Oh, wait. Was it unanimous?
I thought that's
no, it was just majority. Gotcha. It was just majority. And it comes down, of course, it comes down to the last vote. But anyway, the big popular Halloween costume this year will be, the green jumpsuit, right? Maybe you don't.
No.
Okay, so the green jumpsuit with the number on it, that's going to be the most popular Halloween costume this year by far. And you can already buy them on Amazon. They're only like $25. But everyone that goes into the game, Squid Game, they have the green jumpsuits, and they each have their number. So it's like a tracksuit. I might even pick one up.
I got to say, that type of content, I was going to say movie, but that type of show, movie, whatever, where it's game-based, always hooks me. Like Hunger Games is the movies. I also read the books. Think about like Ender's Game, the book and the movie for that. There's the I cannot remember the name of the series. It's a series where all the kids are in a maze, and there's whatever that one's called. Like they're all for whatever reason that style just hooks me, and I feel like Squid Game's gonna do the same thing for the same exact reason. It's so fascinating. I actually took a class in college. We read Ender's Game, and we did a whole portion of the semester on child war books, because they're all like in Ender's Game, they're children. But yet, do you have a spoiler alert for like a 30-year-old book?
No.
So at the end, it's like they're training. And I don't know if you've read the book, but they're training to go into battle school, and it turns out that the battle's actually being fought by the kids. They don't know it. Oh. And at the very end, it's like, hey, you just killed the enemy. And they're like, what? We were just training. It's really, really fascinating. And they're all children. And it was a whole, like, half a semester talking about why child war books and movies are so interesting. Because Hunger Games is the same thing. You're just pulling kids.
Yeah.
And, like, why is that such a fascinating thought? It was really interesting.
All right. Do we have John tonight? I don't know if we do.
He's in Vegas. He didn't tell me he's not coming on. So I'm going to try to call him and see if he'd like to join us from the Sin City.
Vegas John, let's guess before we call him, let's guess where he is.
Well, he does like, the one thing he does do is he gambles. So
he does?
I mean, he bets on the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app.
Yeah, I guess he does, huh?
He said, I can't call him on the phone, and he sent me the dice emojis. So he's definitely gambling.
Ah.
Probably just not very much. It's probably on the Mike Lynch budget.
Do you think he's at New York, New York?
No, I don't think so.
I see him as a New York, New York type guy.
I bet you he's at Caesar's Palace.
Caesars.
Still popular, not as spendy as like Aria Cosmopolitan, Wynn Encore, not as cheap as New York, New York, Excalibur, Luxor. It's
okay.
Caesars.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What if he's at like Planet Hollywood?
I'm afraid that he might be. Well, let's find out, shall we?
How do we view MGM? Because I feel like it's kind of crappy now, but
it is, but it's not bad.
Okay.
That's not bad. That's better than like Luxor and Planet Hollywood.
I might throw that in there as well. He might be at MGM Grand.
Is there any chance he's at like Cosmo?
Maybe to eat food. Some great restaurant options there.
So are we saying where is he staying or where is he right now when calling us?
I think the answer could be both, and all of the ones that we threw out are good options.
He's not at the Luxor, is he?
I hope not. Boy, I was wandering
that
Vegas
place
once.
Sucks.
And I was still married, and my ex-wife was doing something for a conference, and I was there with her. So I had like time to kill, and I was just like, let me just go wander and like look at all the casinos I haven't been to. And I went into Luxor. And
did you turn right back around?
No, I went to the sports book because I wanted to bet on a baseball game.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I did it there, and it was an awful sports book, like horrifically bad, like
shocking.
Like Chinook wins bad. And I bet on the Rays, and the Rays won, and I made some money. But I watched the game there, and I should not have done that. I've made a very big mistake. I had hours to kill. I was like, I'm walking past the Luxor. Let's go bet on a baseball game.
Well, you got some of that big Luxor money, though.
That I did.
Walked out of there with that. All right, well, let's find out where John is next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, we're getting Vegas John tonight. I do believe we have him on the line. Can you read me, Vegas John? Hello, come in.
I can hear you. It's hard to hear you, so can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we've got you loud and clear. Over.
Okay, good. It's hard to hear you, so talk up a little bit loud. There's a lot of background noise going on right now in Sin City.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hey, we are playing a game, and it is called Where is John? So where are you?
Where am I right now?
Yeah, we've got two bets. Where are you right now first, and then we'll find out where you're staying.
Okay, where I am right now is I am at the Park MGM Theater. The reason we came down here is we are celebrating our 24th wedding anniversary. We're going to see Lady Gaga here in just a few minutes.
Oh, dude. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's not even a hotel I consider thinking about.
Well, no, MGM. And we should have, because we were like, we could have stayed right here. But instead, we did come down here for Gaga. We tried to do it last year, and COVID canceled it. So she happened to be starting her Vegas residency again. Tonight's opening night, so we were like, let's come down. So we came down to celebrate her anniversary, and we're about to go into the venue and see the fabulous Lady Gaga. I'm kind of excited.
That's going to be great. You think she'll bring out Tony Bennett?
We've been talking about that, and I think normally, yes, but they just did this big thing on 60 Minutes about how he has Alzheimer's now, and he's kind of lost a little bit. And it sounds like they just did an album together, and that might be his last thing, but we thought maybe it's opening night, and they're pumping up their album together, so maybe we'll get a Tony Bennett tonight, but I'm not counting on it.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question is, where are you staying?
Well, again, partially my fault, but we are staying at the MGM Grand because I thought that's where Gaga was playing. But apparently, I didn't realize this till this morning, the MGM Park is not the MGM Grand. It's a completely different facility.
Right. Okay. All right, Mike was right. You nailed it.
Yeah, that was one of my – I had a couple of guesses in there, but that was the last one. I was like, what about MGM? What do we feel about that?
Yeah.
And that's where you're staying.
All right. MGM's not bad.
No, it's great. And we picked it because we thought, oh, we didn't rent a car or anything. We're only down here for 2 days. So we were like, we'll just stay where she's playing, and we can just go downstairs and go to the show. And then today we were like, hey, where's Lady Gaga playing? And the guy's like, across the street and down like 2 blocks. And we're like, wait, what?
All right.
We kind of missed it, but it's close enough. It's a lovely venue. I've never been here before. It's a really cool little theater, so...
There's only
5,000 seats, so it's an intimate setting is what they're telling me.
Oh, that's great. That'd be a great way to see her. Now, I can't say that I know anything about Park MGM. I don't know. Where is that?
It's like down from Aria and Cosmo a little bit. It is kind of across the street from MGM Grand.
Okay. Yeah, but across the street in Vegas means like an hour walk.
Well, that's what we found out. So if you go across the street from MGM Grand, you run into New York, New York. And then if you head... down the strip one section, again, it's not really a block because it's huge, but it's right next to the New York, New York. So it's kind of sits back behind the New York, New York, but technically it's across the street from MGM in New York, so it's not that far.
You win any money yet?
No. Well, my best bet was I forgot the Buccaneers and the Eagles are playing tonight. And there's a sports book at the MGM, so we were walking through on our way to the concert, and I have Leonard Fournette on my fantasy team, so I threw down some money on Fournette to score a touchdown, and right as we were walking into the concert, he did. So I won $17 on Leonard Fournette scoring. So
yeah, you did.
That's fun, but sadly, that's
my one drink.
Gambling win.
John, can you tell the Heather story before you go, please? It was a very good story.
Which one? Oh, yeah, our greatest gambling moment was my wife and I both like to play roulette, but my wife does, like, she'll walk through the casino and she looks at the reader board that shows the numbers.
Yeah.
And we walked past one that had 6 reds in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't even say a word. She just, her eyes glazed over, and she goes to the table and she puts $40 down on black.
Damn.
And red comes up for the 7th time. And I'm like, oh, that sucks, dear. Nope, she pulls out another $40, throws that down on black. And the wheel spins and red comes up again for the 8th time.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, let's go. And again, she's like, get out of my way. She pulls out a hundy, throws a hundy down on black, and I'm about ready to have a stroke. That's about as high stakes gambling as I get. And she hit it and got her money back. And then we walked away.
Oh, that's amazing. Isn't Vegas great?
Great story. I love that little Heather Sukanik is over here glazing over, dropping $100 bills on black.
Now, the question is, if she lost the 100, would she have tossed down another 100 or another 200?
She had lost 40 twice, so she was down 80.
Yeah, but if she had lost the 100, would she have tried again?
She says yes, but knowing her, I don't know. Like, I would have passed out at that point, so I wouldn't have known what she did. I would have just woken up in the room somehow, and she would have either had money or not. I don't know. And that's not high stakes gambling, but if you know my wife, like that's not how she is.
Yeah, that's a big move for her.
That's a huge move for her. And you should have seen her eyes. Her eyes were glazed over. She was in the zone. She was pulling out money. It was crazy.
Vegas does things to you. All right, you have a great time. Tell Gaga hi, okay?
I will. Love you guys. Go Gaga.
All right, see you later. MGM, nice. Nice pull. All right, we got to run.
A good middle ground place to stay. That feels like right up the Sukanik's alley.
No show tomorrow. We're back Monday. Hopefully we'll have Suk. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. On The Fan, good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.